This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Yesterday, we had a lively discussion about, with some of Boston's most accomplished women, about Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg and her call for women to lean in more to get ahead at work. The conversation was so lively, in fact, that we kept talking about it long after the show was over, and a big unanswered question emerged. How are young women, not older, well-established ones, but younger ones in the workforce now, how are they receiving Sandberg's message? Well, fortunately, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch attended an event full of such young women this morning and had a one-on-one conversation with Sheryl Sandberg as well. And Kurt joins us now. Hi there.
Hi, Meghna.
So set the scene for us. Where were you? Who was there? And what was the crowd like?
So this was at the Harvard Club of Boston, but not like the Harvard Club you normally go to if you ever have ever been in there, because it was just full of young people and all in the tech scene and women, right? So I cover a lot of tech events, but never have I been to a tech event with so many women before, and never have I had to feel self-conscious before like that. And, you know, one company had 94 people there, had given each employee the book to read ahead of time. There were 500 people there. There were 500 people on the wait list. And, of course, this is a home crowd. Sandberg's a Harvard MBA. You know, she's a tech executive. But I was still struck by some of the questions she got from people in the audience, like this one.
I'm a software engineer at Runkeeper, which is a small but growing startup.
Good.
I'm leaning in
very hard.
Well,
let's start by saying congratulations. Because.
So in case you missed that, she said, I'm leaning in at my company. Mm-hmm. And the language of this book is sticking. And when you saw her speak, you could see why. She was really good with the audience. She cracked jokes, sometimes at the expense of men, really resonated with the audience. And you almost get the sense that she's a politician in the making.
But, Kurt, I imagine that a lot of people were there, young women especially, to find out, how do I become like Sheryl Sandberg, as successful as her? Did she give any advice or have any tips?
Yeah, so because this was a tech audience, she talked about that as an industry where women do have opportunities because it's such a high growth potential industry. When companies grow quickly, you have a chance to get promoted quickly, take on things that other people don't get to do very quickly. But she said the sad fact is that there just aren't enough women in tech to begin with. Startups are often technology-driven, engineering-driven. Engineers are sort of male-dominated. And so she says it's kind of a pipeline problem. She told parents in the audience they need to expose their girls to technology early on. She said throw iPads at them.
We are more protective of our daughters than our sons when it comes to technology. Our boys play more computer games. Every computer scientist will tell you computer games are often the gateway to coding. Technology for your daughters. Counterintuitively, more computer games. It will work.
I can imagine a lot of parents are both like enjoying hearing that and feeling a little nervous about it at the same time. But
right. You
had a few minutes to speak with Sheryl Sandberg directly in a one-on-one about why the tech industry is really still not great at hiring and keeping and promoting women, especially. What did she tell you?
Well, she said it's not just tech, right? She said it's every industry, even nonprofits, which people think are very women-dominated, and they are numbers-wise. Executives, 20%. Male executives, 80%, right? Mm-hmm. So she said it's not just tech, but she says tech really has an opportunity because startups are about changing the status quo, creating something new, and they can break the rules more so than other companies can. And so when I asked her what she does at her company, here's what she said.
I think the most important thing we're doing at Facebook that's different is we talk about gender. I say to someone all the time, if you're thinking about having children one day, you don't ever have to talk to me about it. That's your business. But if you want to talk to me about it, my door is open. Come talk to me anytime. I want to help you. I want to help you take a leave and then come back if you want to. You know, in most companies, we never talk about gender, ever. And so we leave women on their own. And we know that that's not working. We know those are the years when we lose women to not fulfill their professional potential.
So, Kurt, how did this resonate with the women, the young women who were in the audience today?
Yeah, so really well. I mean, I was sort of astounded by it because so many were, you know, right at the outset of their careers. I talked to Anna Hussein, who's 22 years old. She works at the Cambridge marketing firm HubSpot. Very impressive young woman. Go get her. Her managers have already put a ton of trust in her already based on the sort of things she gets to do. But she says she still wrestles with this, and that surprises some of her managers, that she has doubts kind of about her work and success. And seeing Cheryl speak sort of and reading her book changed that for her a little bit. Here's what she told me.
And I thought that I was maybe the only one who thought those things. And then you hear someone like Cheryl be honest about how she has that voice in her head, too. And it kind of, it's heartwarming to know that we're not alone and we're not just these crazy psychotic girls with weird voices in our head.
And I heard that from a lot of women.
Wow. Well, it sounds, you know, she's felt like she's on a first name basis with Sheryl Sandberg. So there's a sense of community there, I gather. Mm-hmm. But overall, what was your takeaway from your morning experience this morning, Kurt?
Well, I think it was those young women, because I heard the show yesterday and I heard those very accomplished older women, right, in their careers, talk about some of the struggles they'd have and they've had, and it was really striking to me to listen to these young women who were just starting out on their careers, getting this message, having these things talked about more, and seeing this woman who's not just writing about it, but is a very successful role model in technology, and so you just have to think that. Even though Sheryl Sandberg has gotten a lot of criticism for saying it's too much on women and not on the institutions, you do get the sense that she's making it easier for them.
Mm. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch, thanks so much.
You got it.
Time now for a bit of your feedback, and joining me to share it is Radio Boston producer Amory Sievertson. Hi there, Amory.
Hey.
So let's start off where we left off with Kurt just now. Lots of thoughtful reaction to our conversation yesterday with some of Boston's most accomplished women about Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg and her call for women to lean in more at work.
Maureen Manning wrote at RadioBoston.org that she's a retired partner at a large corporate law firm, and her advice to young women, lean in as hard as you can until you get where you want to be. Then you'll have the power to lean out whenever you want to.
Whereas Creaker wrote, the very first question should be, is this what you want? Many folks have successfully sacrificed their lives for the brass ring, only to find out that they made the wrong choice.
Moving on, many listeners responded to Anthony's conversation with Michael Patrick McDonald, author of All Souls, a memoir of South Boston. Anthony and McDonald talked about the tearing down of the Old Colony housing project.
Listener Canucks Cup questioned McDonald's love for his old neighborhood. Quote, three brothers dead and his sister brain damaged, and he still thinks this is the best place in the world to grow up in, Canucks Cup asked.
Well, Michael Patrick McDonald responded to Canucks Cup, writing on RadioBoston.org, South Boston is where we learned what community and connectedness mean. Those qualities were stronger there than anywhere else I've ever witnessed. But they were manipulated by a small handful of gangsters and their colluders in law enforcement and in local politics. In that situation, the best place in the world and the best people in the world don't stand a chance.
Finally, the most active online conversation this week centered around our discussion of Boston College and its threat to discipline students who are handing out free condoms on campus. Point Panic writes, if the students are paying tuition, that makes them part of the campus and they should have a say in policymaking. As the recent crisis in Catholicism shows, top-down institutions should be replaced by more democratic structures.
But Chev SM disagrees. I'm a Catholic who doesn't support the church's stance with regard to birth control, but I don't think BC's position is unreasonable here. Until the Vatican changes, why would you expect BC to go against the teachings of the church?
Well, keep the conversation going, as always, at facebook.com/radioboston or on our website, radioboston.org. Amory Sievertson, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Listeners, stay with us. We'll review the week's big stories up next. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.